Thank you. welcome all of these assembled devotees. Is the translation going okay? Anyone else needs Russian? Yeah, here. Oh, this side. Yeah, on the back. I think we only English to Russian. Any other Portuguese or Danish? You were on parikrama? Who did not go on parikrama? I did not go. Not good. No? Parikrama, not going parikrama. Okay, so some of us, unfortunate souls, then go. So those who were on parikrama, and otherwise those who were in Mayapur, you are already in the mood of Gauranga.
Gauranga!
So just continue that mood. I think when Janmashtami Prabhu, you know Janmashtami, the organizer of MIHE, he contacted me. I think we were getting ready for Brajamandal Parikrama. Then he was trying to book me and book the topic for the seminar. So we were in mood of Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan also we talk of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit of Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's performance of Brajamandal Parikrama. So when he asked for, oh, we're talking of the topic, so I did not think much. And then we settled with this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels to Vrindavan as the topic we had been reading in the Parikri festival guidebook. So we'll stick to that topic as much as possible. And we'll stay busy with that topic for 4 days. Well, if you come back, you will be busy with that topic. I have thought of dividing the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit of Vrindavan. Of course, we have only four slots, or four sections, four parts. The first being, that is today, we'll just mention the topic now, not the actual discussion that will follow in a few minutes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas and he wants to go to Vrindavan. However, you will find out, if you have not heard or read that before, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ends up in Jagannath Puri, which is also kind of Vrindavan. How it is then we will talk. So that is for today. But tomorrow we'll talk of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attempt. He made an attempt to go to Vrindavan. It was not successful. He did not go. He did go. He did come out to Bengal, Gaurdesh side. But then he went back to Jagannath Puri. We'll tell you why he did so. If you hear that today, then there's no need for you to come back tomorrow. That's half of the part tomorrow. And then he takes his tour. Now he's on the way to Vrindavan. He passes through Jharkhand forest. And we'll deal with animals. Or we'll see how they are even better than us, the human beings. And how that Jharkhand forest, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that was not different from Vrindavan. He had that experience, how Jharkhand was Vrindavan in consciousness. And then he arrives in Mathura. So that is what we'll talk tomorrow. The third presentation would be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's actual and factual tour of Vrindavan. Him touring in the 12 forests of Vrindavan. It's an amazing experience, as much as we could experience. Dive deeper, as much deeper or higher we could go. So that will be every year, most of the time, either in English or Hindi, we do talk of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Brajamandal Parikrama. So that's the third day. And then the fourth day, we'll talk of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back in Jagannath Puri, but always wanting to go to Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of the supreme devotee, that is Radharani, and he wants to hear about Vrindavan, he wants to visit Vrindavan. He wants to break his head against the wall that is blocking his path. In the dreams he goes to Vrindavan, he enters Braja Leela, Rasa dance, he's witnessing and like that. And finally, entering in to the deity of Tota Gopinath. Very well. So, like that, these are the four ways I have thought of. So this is how we divide the topic. Any questions so far? I think it's clear, right? So, in this seminar, I don't think you had to make so many notes. But it's also good to keep notes, otherwise it will be it doesn't help. And if you forget something, you could open up and read. So if you want to do so, you're welcome. But I think what is required is to remain alert. And attentive and eager. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an easygoing topic. You can't take him casually. He's a very serious personality of Godhead. But then he becomes a devotee. Bhaktavatar, and he's very intense. To be around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no dull movement. Always excited and ecstasies and whatnot. There's no pinch of ignorance there. There's no dull-headedness. Always on the move. And highest consciousness. So if we could match, which is not easy, but we could make an attempt as a sadhana, bhakti, by hearing about him, and then stay high, if possible, forever. I have a drug for you. I have a drug for you. And the American boys and girls were, hey, Swami, he has a drug. They were excited. And then Swami explained what was the drug that he was carrying. So likewise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is a drug, the topic. Whether it's a holy name or the holy pastimes, Chaitanya Leela or Chaitanya Gun qualities or the boat, whole thing is. He becomes intoxicated. Drugs make you intoxicated. Pratikshana asvadana lulupasya. Our previous acharyas are known being drug addicts. They're addicted, not drug addicts. They're addicted. Addicted to what? They're addicted to asvadana. Relishing. What are they relishing? Pastimes of Radha, Madhava, qualities, the abode of Radha, Madhava, the name, fame of Radha and Madhava. Radha Krishna Pada Ravinda Bhajananandena Mattaliko Vande Rupas Anatana Rahujago Sri Jiva Gopalako. The six Gosamis of Vrindavan, what are they doing? Radha Krishna Pada Aravinda Bhajana Ananda. The lotus feet of the Lord, the topics of Radha Krishna and then Bhajana Ananda, there's so much Ananda and Mattaliko. They are just intoxicated, loaded. They can't think of anything else. They've gone mad. So, these are our acharyas. And the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has become acharya. And and is teaching us the process of hearing and chanting, and our topic is to hear and chant about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has gone for sannyas. And only Sashi Mata could. We cannot even imagine Sashi Mata's experience. As he found out that Nimai has left, he has gone. She's looking for him all around, and Nimai, 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 she's screaming, running all around. Oh! Gone this way. She runs that way. The little village on the bank of Ganga. She's asking everybody, oh, have you seen my Nimai? And what about you? Sure you have seen him. Can you please tell me where is my Nimai? And you, Mataji, I'm sure you have seen my Nimai. Haven't you? And no one responds. Sachi Mata thinks that everyone knows. He passed through this village. Maybe they are hiding him. But look, all the people of this village are heartless, have no mercy. And then she declared, Nirdoy, Nirdoy, no daya, no mercy, merciless people. And that whole village gets the name Nirdoy. Not far from here, not far from here. Just a few kilometers on the bank itself. Now we do not go on parikrama through that village, but few times we have passed through that village. The same bank, eastern bank of Ganga. So anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was already in Katwa, and Idam jastaya paramanishtam. The mantra was given, sannyas mantra, Akesha Bharati, and he was sannyasi. Nadiya nagare danda kamandalukara. In one hand he had dand, in another hand he had kamandalu. Mandalu, carry a pot to carry water for sannyas. For a mendicant. So, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, his love for Lord increased as he underwent the ceremony and received the blessings of his Guru Maharaj. Now renounced order and free to fly and not bound by any obligations and no strings attached. So his love aroused. So much Krishna praise he was experiencing. And he wanted to meet Krishna. He wanted to see Krishna. where to find Krishna. Or he thought, yes, I will go to Vrindavan and see the Lord of my heart. And he starts. And of course we have to leave so many, many, many details. Unlimited details are there. But we have to stick to our topic. So, now he starts his journey. He's accompanied by Nityanand Prabhu, Acharya Ratna and Mukunda. Tina John, Prabhu Pache Pache Tine, Kare Nagaman. Three persons are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Arad Desh now. You have heard that name before? Yeah, I'm sure you have read Chaitanya Charitam, Arad Desh. In Belgium there is Radha Desh. Originally that name meant to be Radha Desh. But the devotees started calling that, instead of Radha Desh, they call Radha Desh. Spelling is very similar. Just one dot is missing. You put one dot there, you can say Radha. Take the dot out, it's Radha. Radha. So Radha Desh is that country, Prabhupada explained, where Ganga does not flow. Again, not Ek Chakra Gram, you heard of Ek Chakra Gram, or some of you have visited, that is Radha Desh. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. Jai Jai Prabhu Deke Sai Loko, Prema Deshe Hari Hari. Kande Dukha Shoka. And on the way, he was thinking he was heading towards Vrindavan, but in fact he was just going round and round and round and round. Prema Meshe. He was overwhelmed by Krishna Prema. He lost the sense of direction. And he was just going round and round and round and round. He was not going anywhere. But on the way he was meeting people and he was asking them, Gopa Balaka Sava Prabhu Ke Dekhiya Hari Balda Ke Uccha Kariya. He was seeing some coward boys. They were herding cows, so they were called coward boys. Huh? As soon as we say coward boy, what that reminds you of immediately what? Vrindavan. But coward boys are everywhere. In every village there are coward boys. I was also cowherd boy. My boyhood, or buffalo herd boy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is meeting Gopa Balak. And they are also chanting, Hari Bo, Hari Bo! It's only Hari Hari in fact. Hari Hari Bali. Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari! Uccha, Uccha Kariya. It's louder. Hari! Sunita Sabar Nikat Agila Gaur Hari. Bal Bal Bali Sabar Sire Hasta Hari. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found them to be very receptive, they are also chanting Hari Hari. So Mahaprabhu went closer to them. He went closer. I can't go, so he couldn't come closer. And he was holding his head, patting on the head, said, good boy, Hari Hari. Sire Hasta Hari. Sire means yes, Hasta hand, Hari holding. Only keeping his hand on the heads of those coward boys there. Tasabarasuti Tomara Bhagyama. Oh, you are so fortunate, very fortunate. Pratartha Karile. Sunaho Harina. Said, you are very fortunate and your life is perfect now as you are chanting Hari Hari. Hari Hari. Hari Hari. Your life is perfect. As you are chanting the Mahamudra. Now he was just traversing, just going around meeting our boys and people, asking everyone to chant in his old mood, intoxicated, thinking he's heading towards Vrindavan, but he's not going anywhere. Now Nityananda Prabhu and those coward boys were also following, going along. Nityananda Prabhu called those boys closer to, hey boys, boys, come, come, come. All the boys ran to Nityananda Prabhu. And the translation in English is, he told some good story to the coward boys and said, you know, boys, in this, you know, this, him, you know, him, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If he asks you, now, which, do you know, boys, which way to Vrindavan? Could you please direct me to Vrindavan? And you know, boys, you have to tell him, yes, just take the path on the bank of Ganga. You, that's the way. But that was not the way. But Nityananda Prabhu, this is the trick part. You just tell, okay, you tell the sannyasi, you go this way. I'll just follow the path. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some time, as you realize he wasn't really making any progress on his path, he asked those boys, hey boys, could you help me out? I'm kind of lost, you know. You are local, maybe you know. Could you tell me which way to Vrindavan? Oh, sure. They're all trained by Nityananda Prabhu. If he asks you, he has to tell. Just go on the back of. So the boys for sure said, yes, just follow this path. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was now thinking, was on the way to Vrindavan. Krishna, 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 hey, Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krish
is also the song that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sing and dance along. So, now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is walking on the banks of Ganga, other side. We are where we are. This is the eastern bank of Ganga. It's on the other side of the western bank of Ganga. Going down. So, as now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was following that path on the banks of the Ganga, Nityananda Prabhu called Acharya Ratna. Hey, Acharya, come here. They said, now you go. Immediately you run to Shantipur and ask Advaita Acharya to have boat ready. And when we arrived there, and Advaita Acharya receives Mahaprabhu, then you rush to Mayapur and bring Sachi Mata and other devotees to Shantipur. So this was the assignment given to Acharya Ratna, and immediately he runs ahead of everyone else. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, walking and walking, and of course he never walks, what does he do? He's only dancing. Walking is not known to him. Or his walk is so artistic, like an actor. It looks like, sounds like a dance. His all walk is like a dance. So he's dancing, walking, dancing, along, singing. Now they have kind of come closer to Shantipur. Shantipur is another side, same side as we are. Around there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he takes note that Nityananda Prabhu is also following along. He's right, hey, he says, where are you going? I also thought of going to Vrindavan with you. And now they are gone only some more distance. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquires, could you tell me, Nityananda, how far is Vrindavan from here? It's still in Bengal, in Mayapur. He thinks he has come long, long way. Must be closer. Could you tell me, how far are we away from Vrindavan? And to this question, Nityananda, whoa! You were in Vrindavan. Look, it's Yamuna here. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thinking that was, yes, that was Yamuna, he begins offering prayers to Yamuna. Chidananda bhano sadananda suno paraprema patri drava brahma gatri aghanam lavitri jagat krema dhatri pavitri kriyano vapur mitra putri. Beautiful prayer by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haribo, what happened? Oh. Yeah, this is in the Mandilila chapter 3, text number 28, you are impressed. It's a very beautiful prayer. You could even memorize that when you go to Jamuna, you could offer this prayer. Beautiful prayer. Beautiful meanings also. Premanhatri, Brahmagatri, Agha, Lavitri, nice meter, nice. Putri, Pavitri. Take some time to explain all the meanings. But you can read his homework for you. And then after offering prayers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters Jamuna, he's taking bath, thinking, hey, Vrindavan, 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 oh how nice, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. It is not mentioned here. When you're in Vrindavan, this is what happens to you, this is what you say, especially in Jamuna. So taking bath, Jai Radhe. Clothes are wet. He doesn't have second set of cloth with him. With wet clothes. Even before he could think now what to do, where are the clothes going to be coming from? There was Advaitacharya. Everything was working out as Nityananda Prabhu had made the plans. Oh Lord, here! This underwear for you. And here are some external garments on the clothes. And as Advaitacharya was making this offer, take this. Oh! Advaitacharya. I'm in Vrindavan and Advaitacharya is here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wondering, is Advaitacharya in Vrindavan or am I in Shantipur? But he thinks he is in Vrindavan. Oh, so how did he know that I was in Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How did he find that? And Advaitacharya says, dear Lord, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. That was only half the statement. The next thing he says, thank you for coming to the banks of Ganga, and my hometown is not far from here. Shantipur is not far from here. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really woke up and realized, yes, this is the trick of Prabhuka Nityananda Amare Manchila Ganga Ki Aniya More Jamuna Kahila. He brought me to the banks of Ganga and he said, he is the one that I had reached Jamuna, and this was Ganga. And he started accusing me. You were the one! And then Advaitacharya Prabhu was further explaining what Nityananda Prabhu said is not false. He said Navadvip, as river flows, on the eastern side of the river, or half of the river, is Ganga. The western bank, that is Jamuna. A as two rivers meet in Prayag, Allahabad, and then the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, they do not kind of fully merge or mix. They flow side by side. So other side, western side of the flow of the river, that is Yamuna. So what he said is not wrong. So, and then the whole, please come for prasad at my home, whatever happened, please come. I only little food, only palm food, and then we cannot get into that. There's a whole description of the eating. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were fed sumptuously with so many, many preparations to go over the meal. Preparation after preparation. And there's some joking words and dealing that Nityananda Prabhu, you're throwing some grain of rice. And that touch Advaita Acharya, and he was dancing in ecstasy. And that was just first lunch, first meal. And in the meantime, Sachimata arrives. For her to see her Nimai with a shaven head, heartbreaking experience. And they meet, and Nimai is in her lap, and there's so much descriptions of emotions and feelings and exchanges of love. And so anyway, Mahaprabhu stayed there for a number of days, some 10 days, and then some more days on the request of Advaita Acharya. Sachimata was in charge of the cooking, and kirtans would go on for hours, and Advaita Acharya would dance all the time, and large crowds coming to experience kirtans and prasadam for everyone. So big festival for days together. Well, somewhere in the statement I took note of it. There was probably Sachimata had never seen her Nimai dancing the way he was dancing at Shantipur. He would jump high in the sky and crash landing. He would go unconscious and then drop his heavy body, coming swiftly and hurtly. So for Sachimata to see this happening to her Nimai, is getting hit every time he drops from good height. So the prayer by Sachimata, prayer to Mother Earth, whenever my son drops like this during kirtan, oh dear Mother Earth, could you make sure that he's not hurt by this? Somehow, maybe you could make some kind of bed of roses for him. Take him in your lap so that he's not hurt, injured by such dancing and coming down. I'm sure every time in future Gauranga, Nimai fell like that during Kirtan, Mother Earth was there taking Nimai in her lap, soft lap like a bed of roses. Then Mahaprabhu, he leaves for, yes, and that was also Sachimata. Yes, now you have taken sannyasa, there is no question of you coming back home. But why don't you stay in Jagannath Puri? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gladly accepted the proposal of Sachimata. Is even described Jagannath Puri as like one house has two rooms or two apartments. One is Navadvip, other one is Jagannath Puri, not different. A devotee is always go to Jagannath Puri from Navadvip. They come back. I will get the reports. It's not very far from here. You could maybe visit me sometimes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left for Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri Dham ki. Jagannath Swami ki. I was just there. Only yesterday I came from Jagannath Puri. I thought I had to give a seminar on this topic, so I said, let's go to Jagannath Puri. That was one reason. I had also nice darshans, Jagannath. I was able to go in the DT room. Such things are possible in Jagannath Puri. They allow some pilgrims to go all the way. You could even go around the deity, the deity room, you could come after Jagannath. Of course, that was not possible for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Jagannath is a big magnet, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, playing the role of a devotee, is like a iron particle. Although he is also Jagannath, he is also Krishna, but he is playing the role of a devotee, Bhaktavata. Get pulled by the big magnet. So they would always keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kind of out of the magnetic field, if you understand the term. Magnet has magnetic field. Closer you go, more power of that magnet. So he had to always take darshan from the distance, from the pillar, Garud Stam. then you would hold that Garuda stump, the pillar, and the top is Garuda inside temple room. They are seeing deity and Garuda, they are kind of seeing each other. Garuda is a carrier, is kind of ever ready to take off, take Jagannath on a ride. He's inside the temple. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hold the pillar, that had left some marks of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fingers. You could see those. I was shown here are the marks of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fingers. I also put my fingers right there and held them for a few minutes, trying to feel something forever. Now, as Jagannath Puri is a perfect place for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath, this is the best match. They go well together. There is no other place like Jagannath Puri. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the place. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. He ended up in Jagannath Puri. But Jagannath Puri is Jagannath. He's Krishna. Feeling separation from his devotees. Feeling separation from gopis of Vrindavan. And especially feeling separation from Radharani. And he's looking with his big eyes. He's looking for his devotees. As he was, of course, hearing the description of the pangs of separation of devotees of Vrindavan as Krishna was away in Dwarka. And now there was a whole, I can't get into Kurukshetra, and Rohini is talking, and Krishna Balaram Subhadra hidingly hearing this, what Brajavasis are going through as Krishna is away from Vrindavan. And as Krishna hears, and of course all of them, Balde Subhadra are hearing, they are amazed. They are simply amazed to hear the sufferings of devotees as devotees are separated from Krishna, from Dwarkadish. And he's opening his eyes and is surprised as each additional event or experience that Rohini talks about is an eye-opener for Jagannath, for Krishna. Really, what the? She's opening her eyes. Krishna is opening his eyes. And Krishna saying, I can't hear. It's too much. I can't even exist. I better finish my existence. And he's pulling his arms are going in, the legs are in. He wants to kind of not exist to hear this. So that is the mood of Jagannath, Balde Subhadra. They came into that mood and that form one time in Kurukshetra. But then that's the mood, like a frozen or that kind of that time is eternalized. extend it. So that is Jagannath. Thinking of his devotees and Prajavasis, gopis and Radharani. And he has his hands like this. As if he wants to embrace his devotees. He wants to, he's extending his hands. Please come, please, please. He wants to embrace his devotees. All of them. With his hands like this. And eyes that full of mercy. Thoughts of his devotees. So that is Jagannath. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is is a devotee, but not just any devotee in any body, somebody, someone, but Radharani. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. And he is crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking for Krishna. In the mood of Radharani, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And this is a verse spoken by Radharani in Kurukshetra. My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant. But still, I would like to go to the banks of Jamuna beneath the trees of forest there. I wish to hear vibration of his flute playing in the fifth note within that forest of Vrindavan. So every time as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking darshan of Jagannath, these are his thoughts. He's thinking like this, as the whole place is Kurukshetra. The Jagannath temple is compared to this kind of replica of Kurukshetra or Dwarka. Okay. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, meets Krishna. Let's go to Vrindavan. You are same Krishna, same Radharani, but something is not the same here. Let's go to Vrindavan. And so, this is what we talked of. This is a match. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani looking for Krishna, and Krishna is looking for Radharani. Jagannath is looking for devotees of Radharani. So they are meeting there. And then they are not again happy just seeing each other. But let's go to Vrindavan. And then there is a festival of Rath Yatra. Jagannath Rath Yatra Mahotsav Ki. And described here, Jagannath, he's just finding some excuse. Oh, we know why. He wants to go to Vrindavan. Jagannath wants to go to Vrindavan. He's riding on the chariot and he goes to Gundicha temple in Vrindavan, and Jagannath Puri, there are two temples, many temples, two main temples. Jagannath Mandir, where he is always worshipped. Then he rides on the chariot and he goes to another temple called Gundicha Mandir. We are familiar with Gundicha, margin cleansing of Gundicha temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do, we also do some places sometimes. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, So this Gundicha is Vrindavan. This Gundicha is Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Jagannath Puri, and during Rath Yatra he gets to go to Vrindavan. Takes his Lord with him, takes Jagannath with him, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. They're pulling the chariot, and this is done in the mood of Brajavasis. They're pulling the chariot, and bringing the Lord to Vrindavan Dham Ki. Where main temple of Jagannath is, that is called Nilacham. Nilacham. Name of the mountain once upon a time. Now we don't see, but Nilacham, a mountain there, or hill. And where the Gundicha temple is called Sundaracham, another mountain. So Nilacham is Jagannath Mandir, and Sundarachal is Gundicha Mandir, which is Vrindavan. And for 7 days, Jagannath stays in Vrindavan. Then Lakshmi comes from the main temple, she comes from the main temple, and a big fight goes on. Hey! You said just now coming, but you are not returning. What happened? Getting on the case of Jagannath. And there's a big fight between the servants of Aunt Lakshmi Devi, and she comes with a big little force, little army there. And then Lord Brahma, yes, just now coming, please. Lakshmi goes back. But during that time, the whole Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoys being in Vrindavan, being with Jagannath. He declares all these gardens around Gundicha temple, these are not different from Vrindavan forest. This is Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. And they're talking for all the time that they are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramanandra, Swarup Damodar, are always talking about Krishna. Radha Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna, Cham Sundar, Muralidhar Krishna, their pastimes. Very. Lots of tattva, lots of science, lots of things, philosophy, of Gauri Vaishnavism, Radha, Krishna, all the tattvas also are very wonderfully explained in this part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rath Yatra pastimes, and then at Gundicha temple, and lots of talks of Vrindavan there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was heading towards Vrindavan after sannyas, but then he was tricked by Nityananda Prabhu, and he ends up in Shantipur, and he meets devotees there, Sachi Mata, and she directs her son Nimai to go to Jagannath Puri. And he's here in Jagannath Puri, and in Jagannath Puri there is Vrindavan, whole mood of Vrindavan, whole consciousness of Vrindavan. So he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, goes to Gundicha, and that's like going to Vrindavan. our time is kind of tomorrow. So this desire to go to Vrindavan was there. Actually going to Braj on the banks of Jamuna. And he makes an attempt to go and he fails. So he returns to Puri again and one more time. He's preparing to go. He does not want anyone to go with him. That is. All those preparations are made and he is passing through the Harkand forest. And again he experiences being in Vrindavan. So that part we'll cover tomorrow. There's the next seminar here. Our mridanga player has left. We'll do kirtan for a few minutes. So tomorrow's seminar is in the afternoon, right? 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. Same place, 3:30. Huh? Today finished. Today only one.
No.
Tomorrow 3:30. Huh? Is it? What is printed there? 3:15? Okay, 3:15. 3:15 tomorrow. So I don't know about questions or answers. Maybe sometime we could talk outside the